今天有很多问题，所以有些问题可能要答得比较简单一点，主要是我们有时间的话，我们可能再回来再比较深刻一点讨论一些问题，所以我现在就把这个问题先念一下，然后就请焦牧师替我们回答。第一个问题是讲到请你解释一下预定论。若有人说神已预定我不能得救，所以我不要相信神，我们该怎么样回答他呢？The first question is about predestination. If someone should say, because God had already predestined that I should not be saved, so I do not want to believe in God, how should we answer him? There's a flaw in this sentence.
怎么知道神已经预定你不得救？
How can you know that God has predestined you not to be saved?
如果神这事你都知道了，我相信他这人就有神那样的智慧。
If you knoweverything that God knows, then you must have the same wisdom as God.
那当然我们可以说，既然神预定人得救，为什么还要传福音呢？反正他都要得救。
On the other hand, if we say, if God knows who is going to be saved, why should we preach the gospel?
我们有这个问题是由于用我们的眼光去了解神的事。
The reason that we have this problem is because we're looking at God'sat the things of God through our own eyes.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans 8.
罗马书第八章第28节到第29节。
Romans 8:28-29.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来。去念这里。
We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brethren.
那么这里讲到神预知是在预定之前。
Here it says that God foreknew before he predestined.
所以从这里就发现我们的了解是有受时间的限制。
So here, from here we know that our understanding is limited by time.
那我们对神的知道是不受时间限制。
God, however, is not limited by time.
所以我们人呢是活在这个时间和空间的一个某一个范围之内。
We live in the within the restriction of time and space.
那神呢，其实活在一个没有时间、没有空间限制的范围的里面。
But God exists in a space without any limitation.
所以我们所看见的，就是在某一个地方、某一个时间所发生的事。
So we can only see.Something that happens at a certain time, at a certain place.
但是在神看起来，整个历史、整个宇宙一目了然。
But in God's eyes, everything is clear to Him, the entire history of the world and the entire universe.
我只要举一个比方，我想我们就能了解。
We can explain this by one example.
就是我们看那个游行队伍。
When we looking at a parade.
那我们在门口看，只看见这门口过去的人。
If we stand in the door, we only see those passing by our door.
但是那个坐这个直升机的人在上面看，整个的游行从头看到尾了。
But if somebody is up in a helicopter, he can see the entire parade.
所以我们不知道后面有什么要游过来，前面游过去的人不知道到哪里去。
So we will, probably wouldn't know who will be coming at the end.And we wouldn't know those who had gone, where would they be going to?
但是在这直升机上面看起来呢，这里那里的人都是一样的，他知道是要到哪里去，那里是从哪里来。
But those who are at about the helicopter, he knows everything. And the entire parade is in front of him, where they're coming from, where they're going to.
所以我们说啊，我们圣经里头有另外一个讲到人得救的条件是人自己要负责任的。
But in the Bible, there is another condition for a person to be saved.
就是人有他自由的意志的拣选。
And that is, a person has a freedom of choice.
这是一个非常重要。
This is very important.
所以如果要劝这样的人，还是劝他，你只管相信。
So if we are talking to such a person, we ought to counsel him that he should believe.
你就是神预定你不得救，你信你还是会得救。
Even if God should predestine you not to be saved, if you believe, you will be saved.
这个问题是讲第二问题，为何主日是一周的第一日？而且安息日会为何以星期六为主日，即是一周之末了一日。神创造天地最后在休息，这样不应是末了的一日吗？The question here says, why Lord's Day is the first day of the week? And it's related that the seventh day AdventistWhy their Lord's Day is a Saturday, in other words, the end of the week. When God created heaven and earth, He rested at the end. So, in this case, the Lord's Day shouldn't be the last day?
记得有一天我们讲到这个主日聚会的事已经讲过了。
I remember we have already touched upon this question one time.
安息日是神为犹太人作为选民所有的旧约时代的安排。
Sabbath is arranged by God at the beginning for when he created people.
那么主日是一个新造的开始。
The Lord's Day is the beginning of a new creation.
那神的儿子为我们成就了救恩。
God's Son has accomplished salvation for us.
在七日的第一日从死里复活。
He was resurrected on the first day of the week.
所以我们在那一天蒙救恩的人以那一天为纪念的日子，一个赞美的日子，我们在他里面罪得的释放。
So on that day, those of us who are saved, we use it as a day of prayer, a day of praise, and a day of celebration.
我们因此看见在新约时代的教会常是在主日，就是七日的第一日聚会。
So we see that during the New Testament church, the period of the New Testament church, they all often meet on the first day of the week. Solomon did not know God. So how do we explain Song of Solomon?Isn't that a love song to God?
乔牧师提过说所罗门并不认识神，但是我们怎么样解释这个雅歌这本书，在圣经里面雅歌这本书 那个不是一个对神的这个一个爱歌吗？
是这样，这个所罗门他是知道神，但在了年轻的时代，这个神与他的生活上他没有把它联系起来。
Solomon even knew God, but during his youth, he did not relate God to his own life.
那么至于这个雅各书是他很多解经家说都是在他晚年悔改以后所写的一本书。
The Songs of Solomon, according to the biblical scholars, was a book that was written during his last years, after he had repented.
那你知道这个传道书就是他悔改所写的一本见证书。
传道书什么？
对。
Ecclesiastes is a book that he had written after he had repented. 你昨天引用马太福音这两个问题是一连贯的。你昨天引用马太福音第七章二十二节说，主赐下的恩赐后不再后悔收回，并且说并且问一个问题，说这些人是否得救，到底这些人这个答案是什么。 Can you 我先翻译这一段。You have quoted Matthew chapter 7:22saying that when God gives a gift, he's never regretted and take it back. And you also ask whether these people were saved. What is the answer to this? This is a related question. Can you explain the point? Gifts given by God are not removed. What biblical reference is there? 你能不能解释一下神所赐的恩赐他不再收回，在圣经的这个什么地方是这样记载？
Yeah. 好，我们现在来看这个马太福音第七章。
Let's look at Matthew 7.
马太福音第七章二十二节。
Matthew 7:22.
当那日必有许多的人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 22. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.
这些人都是可以说很有能力的传道人或者是信徒。
These people can be said to be very powerful preachers or believers.
那能够奉主的名讲道，与人悔改，那鬼也赶得出去，还有很多的异能行出来。
Because they can prophesy in God's name and can even cast out demons and do many mighty works.
我们晓得这不是一个不信主的人能够办得到的事。
We know that this is not something that an unbeliever could do.
我记得已经讲过，如果你不信主啊，鬼不怕你，并且要打你。
I have said before that if you do not believe, in the Lord, The devil is not going to be afraid of you. In fact, he's going to beat you up.
但是这些人呢，因为他们有恩赐啊，他信主有恩赐，却不遵行神的话语。
But these people, even though they believe in God and they have gifts, but they do not obey God's words.
所以呢，神啊，主耶稣在说，将来呢，这种人要被把他的一种错误把它分别出来。
So,Lord Jesus says, for these people, at the end, their errors will be pointed out.
那今天呢，人家看不出他的假，看不出他与主的关系到底怎样。
Today, people cannot tell, whether they are true or false, or what their relationship with Christ is.
但是那一天呢，主要把它分别出来。
But at that day, God will separate them out.
这个是不认识的意思，是指说不满意他的意思，含有这个意思在里头。
When it says here, I never knew you, it has the meaning that he is not satisfied with them.
所以保罗啊也有同样的了解。
So Paul has the same understanding.
我们读过这个哥林多前书第七九章二十七节。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
保罗他说我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了。最后一句。
Paul says here, but I pummel my body and subdue it.Lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
所以你不能说保罗他是一个不得救的人。
You can't say that Paul is not a lost one.
他甚至可以与神的关系不好，也可以传很好的福音给别人听，让人得救。
So even if his relationship with God is not very good, he could still preach and lead others to Christ.
但是他知道将来神要把它分别出来。
But he knew that, in the future, God would separate him out.
所以他啊在这个地方他一直要恐惧战惊的啊他自己啊与神的关系不好。
So here he is very careful about his own relationship with Lord.
他无论做什么工作他不能忘记有一个目标就讨主的喜悦这是他向着标杆直跑。
So whatever he does, he has one goal, and that is to strive to please him.
刚刚这位姊妹问的这个 reference 我没有讲，就神的恩赐和选召没有后悔的，是在罗马书11章29节。
Regarding that biblical reference, it's in Romans 11th chapter verse 29.
要不要念呢？不需要念，
不需要念。Okay. That's the reference. Romans 11:29. There's a question. 这有个问题。如果与教会中的弟兄姊妹有感情上的问题，大家见了面很是难过，可否因此而不去聚会呢？That if some brothers, sisters have some emotional problems, and when they, pardon me?
Love
problems. Love problems. 感情 OK, 不是爱情，他这个说是感情。Love problems, alright. Maybe love problems. It's sort of embarrassed to meet each other in church. So for this reason, should we not go to church anymore?
我个人呢觉得一个基督徒遇到困难退缩总不是一个上策。
I myself feel that when a Christian encounters some difficulty, if he just retreats, it's not the best way.
我不认为每一个人第一次谈恋爱都是成功的。
I don't believe that everybody who fell in love the first time is always successful.
那个个都是这样态度，这牧师没有信徒怎么办？
If everybody has the same attitude, then the pastor will lose all his members.
那当然，我不是意思说为牧师去做礼拜哈。
Of course, I'm not saying that you should go to church just because of the pastor.
不是和这个好像互相之间有感情，慢慢发现不是神配合的，大家在族内分开，这是很自然的事，不是一个不正常的事情。
But if you have cultivated some relationship.And then finally you find out it doesn't work out and it's not in the Lord's will, So you separate, it's not something that, you know, it's very earth-shaking.
所以我个人认为最好还是从这个这个经验里面学到神要我们学的功课。
So the best thing to do perhaps is to try to learn some lessons from this experience.
那更爱主，更谨慎，在那里寻求自己终身的伴侣。
Perhaps to be more loving, loving God more and be more careful in finding a life partner.
这是一个得胜，这是一个在神的面前呢，他所喜悦的一种方法。
This is to overcome the problem, and this is a way that will be pleasing to God.
但如果心里面实在是受不了，一看见那个人就难过的难以自禁。
But if it's really a very, very difficult problem that you cannot overcome, and whenever you see the other person, you cannot control yourself.
那么或者在一段时间在另外一个地方聚会这是一个变通的办法。
Maybe for a short time that you go to another church, it may be a sort of a compromising solution.
我觉得这样的一个弟兄或者是姊妹应该受到属灵长者的关怀。
I believe such a brother or a sister should be a concern for the elders, spiritual elders of the church.
那让这些人常去安慰他、扶持他，以使他减少这一段情感受伤的日子。
So these people should comfort him and support him to shorten this period of sorrow.
使管婴孩已经试验成功，这与圣经有没有冲突的地方？
Test tube baby has been successful. Does this contradict Bible?
我个人认为孩子生下来在神的心目之中是一个很重要的事。
I believe the birth of a child is very important in the eyes of God.
那是两个人的相爱所产生的一个见证。
It's a witness of two persons' love.
或者是让他们以后在爱的这一个功课上学习的一个功课。
It may be a lesson for their love, ongoing lesson for their love.
那这个试管婴孩呢，却好像没有这种神所安排的过程产生出来的。
It seems like that test tube baby does not go through this process that God has designed.
我认为是一个不自然的办法。
I believe this is sort of an unnatural process.
按照圣经，我觉得我不赞成用这种方法生孩子。
According to the Bible, I don't believe this is the proper way.
但如果两个人都没有孩子，是因为有些生理上的问题，所以我们两个人各拿自己的精虫或者卵子配合，成为自己一块骨肉，在地上一个纪念。
but if there is some physiological reasons that two persons cannot produce a child, and if you take the an egg and the sperm and create a child,
我觉得这有一点似乎有一点这个封建思想。
This sort of an old-fashioned idea,
好像不孝有三，无后为大。
As if to say that if I don't have an heir, I become I can't honor my parents.
西斯兰为什么不可以把我们这种爱的那些没有父母或者缺少父母爱的孩子领养他过来呢？
Why can't we use the same love to love someone who does not have parents?
那这是我个人看法，不晓得你们对认为是怎么样。
That is to adopt somebody. So this is my own viewpoint. I don't know how you feel about it. Here, 这两个问题是讲到约伯记是相同的问题。第一问题是神为了约伯一个人牺牲了十个人的性命。对那被利用来试验别人的人，就是神算是恩慈吗？Says that God, because of Job, sacrificed 10 persons. So, to those who have been sacrificed in order to test Job, is God merciful?
我觉得这个牺牲这两个字用的不好。
I don't like the word sacrifice.
因为我们已经讲过约伯十个儿子都是信主的。
I think I mentioned that all 10 of Job's children were believers.
他们立刻上天堂也算不好吗？
They went to heaven immediately. What's wrong with that?
你说教牧师你讲的真是好轻松啊。
You say, Pastor, that sounds very flippant.
实际上你要说要他的儿子活到几岁才满足呢？
Well, how long do you think that these children should live?
我们都知道对一个有永生的人来说这地上不过是一个过程而已。
I think for those who have eternal life, our life on the world is only part of it.
我们千万不要以我们在地上年岁的多少来衡量神的祝福。
We shouldn't measure God's blessing according to how long we live on earth.
如果这样的话，世界上最受祝福的人是马土沙拉。
If this is the case, then theperson who has the most blessing is Methuselah.
那么最好像被神咒诅的那恐怕是谁呢？
Who is the one that's cursed by God?
那如果在这个创世纪第五章的家谱里面寿命最短的就是以诺了。
Well, if you're according to the genealogy Genesis,That will be Enoch.
因为他在那一群人里面寿命最短，实际上他是最好的人。
Because among that group, he lived the shortest, but yet he is the best person.
是在这个约伯的十个儿女，真是在他将来人生的路上有什么事，我们没有人敢知道。
As for the 10 children of Job, What will have happened to them later on, nobody will know.
所以我们只能说神对于这十个孩子一定不会把他们作为造就约伯而做的一个牺牲品。
So we can say that in God's intention, he certainly would not use these 10 as a sacrifice in order to test.
你看保罗他在离开世界的时候，他讲一句话作为我们对人生的看法一个很好的界限。
Paul said something when he was ready to leave the earth, and this has something that we should learn how we look at life's experience.
在那里说当跑的路跑尽了。
Where he says that the way that I should travel, I've already traveled.
他不是说我这条命活得好长，终于活过去了。
He didn't say, oh, my life is so long, finally I'm at the end.
是啊，神要他跑的，过的日子他都过了，这就是他认为最快乐的一件事。
The days that God wants him to live, he has already lived, and that he's very happy about it.
约伯的仆人啊，圣经没有说。对对对。
然后这 仆人的妻子孩子是解决的首
先。Okay. The question is, what about the servants and their families of Job? They were killed already. Also.
那这个问题就可以从两个角度来说。
You can look at this in two ways.
那一个角度我们就假设他这些仆人都是在约伯家里家庭礼拜都信了主。
let's first of all assume that all of these were saved in the family worship of those of Job.
那么这个问题跟他儿子是属于同一列，是没有问题了。
So they would belong to the same group as the 10 children.
那如果他不是信主的话呢？
Suppose they were not believers.
我们都晓得这是在撒旦的权势之下。
And we know that they are under the power of sin.
这是于世界上今天我们是看见很多这些魔鬼兴风作浪的事是属于同列。
Then that will be the same thing as happening today, where devil has stirred up a lot of problems.
所以这个死亡的这个权柄那。对这些人来讲仍然是在撒旦的手中。
So, whether these people should live or die, is within the power of sin.
这是一个悲惨的事实，我们需要常常要把它借着福音把它打破的。
This is a sad, fact that we need to look at through the gospel.
What?
Okay. 在这个这又有一个问题出来，在说在十诫里面说是如果你孝敬父母，你的年日会长久。这什么意思？
这个如果我们看见这个应许啊，首先是在犹太人身上，这是有另外一方面含义。
First of all, we see that this promise in, for the Jews, there's another meaning.
意思是说你要孝敬父母，神说我要使你在你所寄居之地日子长久。
It says that if you honor your father and mother, you will be able to live in where you are living now.
换句话讲，就是他可以在应许之地啊，恩个蒙神保守，日子长久。
It means that,At the promised land, God will protect you and you can live long.
那么对于我们来说这还是一条可以应用的应许。
Even for us, this is a promise that's applicable to us.
所以这是使我们都长寿在我们的生命对于长久是指着我们生命实际的那个内容而言的。
So the long life could mean that a more abundant life is the quality of the life.
我们常说这个无智空长百岁，没有智慧的人长一百岁也没有用。
So if you don't, we often say if you are dumb, it's no use for you to live 100 years.
那你看见一个人那个真孝敬父母，他的日子浪费的啊？这个放荡的是比较少。
So you see that for those who honor their parents, their days are normally not just wandered away.
那但是对于一个信主的人来讲呢，他这个时间他孝敬父母，他的时间就过得很有意义，很有价值。
So for those who believe in God, when they honor their parents,Their time are spent very meaningfully.
所以我们千万不要以这个好像这表面的数字来衡量啊。那么这样子的话，我们总会有一个结论，就说这人活得命短呢，一定是不孝敬父母。
So we should never use just pure number to measure someone's blessing, lest that we say someone die young that he's not honoring his parents.
所以我们只能说，如果他不孝敬父母啊。本来他可以活到70岁，结果只活到60岁。
So all we can say is that if he should not honor his parents, maybe he will only live 60 years, whereas he is destined to live 70. 请问月伯记第36章21节如何解释月伯记第36章约伯记三十六章二十一节please explain Job 36:21
这一些圣经是这么说你要就是以利户讲的话你要谨慎不可看重罪孽因为你选择罪孽过于选择苦难
These are the words of Elihu. Take heed, do not turn to iniquity, for this you have chosen rather than affliction.
那我们要解释一节圣经，我们需要把它放下文仔细看，就能了解它的真意。
In order for us to understand its true meaning, we need to read a verse in its context.
我们知道以利户好几次对约伯不满意，就是他受苦胡言乱语。
We see that Elihu was dissatisfied with Job several times because he feel that Job was impatient in his suffering.
那么他讲的话。如果是这个一些诉苦的话，这没有错。但是呢，讲一些不受约束的话，这个是以利户所不满意的。
If Job utters some complaints, that's understandable. But if he lost control, Elihu feel that he should not.
所以他这一段话的意思是说，虽然我不能肯定你受苦是因为你犯罪。
So what he means is that although I cannot be sure that your suffering is because of your sin,
但是我很为你担心，你受苦促使你去犯罪。
But I'm worried that your suffering may cause you to sin.
所以他说你要小心。
So you be careful.
这个话是非常对的。
This is very true.这有两个问题是相关联的，所以我把它一块念了，我们一块答。罪从一人而来，也从一人而去。请问，现今一个非基督徒有没有原罪？有，或是没有？并不是为此争论，而是准备回答穆道友的问题。第二个问题在这儿是既然接受基督为主之后。我们都是新造的人，既然老我已与基督同钉在十字架上死了，为什么我们得救的人常常老我复活，受到引诱而做出不荣耀主的事情？Two questions here are related, so they're going to be answered together. First of all, sin came from one man and also is taken away through one man. The question is, do non-believers have original sin? Is the answer yes or no? I don't want to start an argument here. This is just to help me to answer people who are unbelievers. This other one here says, so if a person accepted Christ, he's a new creation. And if the old self, our flesh, is crucified with Christ on the cross, how come those of us who are saved often have our old self resurrected, And so we are tempted to act, to do things which do not glorify God.
首先我们讲到不但是没有信主的人有原罪，信主的人还有原罪啊，这样没有什么两样。
First, I want to say that not only the unbelievers have original sin, even the believers still have original sin. There's no difference.
那么我们每一个人亚当生下来的各个人的原罪都是有的。
All those descendants of Adam have original sin.
那么至于讲到我们这个老我，可以说是原罪所控制的那个旧我，那是不是已经死掉了呢？
So when we talk about the old self, the one that's controlled by the original sin, is it dead?
那这是我们要从这个圣经里面死到底是什么意思才能够加以了解的。
Thus we need to look at the Bible and see how the word death means.
死我们常以为是种消灭，实际上不是如此。
When we talk about death, we say it's destroy. It's not always this way.
乃是与神隔绝的意思。
It means the separation between God.
那是与那个真实的神的生命断绝了关系的意思。
It means that the life is separated from God.
那你看亚当在伊甸乐园的时候，神曾经吩咐他不可吃分得善恶树的果子。
You remember in the Garden of Eden, God commanded Adam and Eve not to eat that forbidden fruit.
你吃的日子一定死。
So the day you eat it, you will die.
那么亚当吃的那一日有没有死呢？
But Adam ate it. Did he die that day?
有没有死啊？
Did he?
没有死的神的话就不算数了。
He didn't, so God's word is no good.
神说你吃的日子一定死，是哪个日子一定死？你怎么说没有死呢？把神的话改掉。
God says that the day you eat it, you must die. And so how can you say we change God's word?
到底死了没有呢？
Did he die?
那不敢说了。
肉体没有死。
那肉体没有死。
It's a flesh didn't die.
那么好像你看后面说到亚当活到930岁就死了，后来活那么长久。我们有一半都不错了啊。
But later on it says Adam lived until 930 years and died.
那你晓得这是我们对于圣经死这个观念不认识的原因。
Well, this is because we do not understand completely the concept of death.
有一个比方就能解释这个问题。
We can use an example.
比如说这里一棵树。
So here's a tree.
上面有很多的枝子，有很多的这个花在上面。
Many branches and flowers.
那么我们把这一棵树的枝子斩下来一枝。
Let's cut off a branch.
我们把它放在花瓶里。
Stick it in a flower pot.
请问你那一枝花它有没有死？
Is that flower dead?
有没有死啊？死了。就是死了。
It's dead.
虽然它一时还是像个活的样子。
Although it looks like temporarily still alive.
跟在树上没有两样。
It's not very different than it's on the tree.
你慢慢看好了。
But you wait.
过几天花瓣枯萎了。
After a few days, the flowers will wither.
叶子也黄了。
And the,